Hate Relationship Goal Squad. I'm Sienna Cruz, your girl next door guide to navigating the beautiful chaos of love. And let me tell you, relationships are a wild ride. We're talking twists, turns, laughter, tears, and everything in between. But one thing that can really throw us off course is when our emotions and expectations start running wild. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster with your partner? Like one minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting to the bottom. Yeah, we've all been there. That's why today, we're diving deep into managing those emotions and expectations because let's face it, honey, they can make or break a relationship. We'll be unpacking some practical tips, sharing real life stories, don't worry, I promise to keep the drama PG rated. And giving you the tools to build a stronger, healthier connection with your loved one. Alright, relationship fam, let's get into those 5 key takeaways that will change your love game forever. Number 1. Communication is king. Seriously, it can't be stressed enough. We're not just talking about chatting about your day, we're talking about open, honest conversations about your feelings, needs, and expectations. You know what they say, a problem shared is a problem halved. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, vulnerability breeds intimacy, and that's the foundation of any rock-solid relationship. Number 2. Learn to manage your own emotional baggage. Relationships are like mirrors reflecting back our own insecurities and past hurts. So before you go blaming your partner for your every mood swing, take a step back and assess what might be triggering those feelings. You deserve credit for taking ownership of your emotions and seeking healthy coping mechanisms. Remember, healing yourself empowers you to build healthy relationships with others. Number 3. Expectations, expectations, expectations. We all have them, but sometimes they can lead to disappointment and resentment. Talk about a recipe for disaster. So, let's get real, honey, are your expectations realistic? Are they based on love or some fairytale fantasy you've picked up from rom-coms? It's crucial to communicate your needs clearly and openly, while also being flexible and understanding that your partner isn't a mind reader. Number 4. Celebrate the small wins. Relationships are about the journey, not just the destination. Don't get so caught up in achieving some grand vision of happily ever after that you forget to appreciate the everyday moments of love and connection. A simple hug, a shared laugh, a heartfelt compliment, these little things add up and create a rich tapestry of love over time. Number 5. Remember, communication is a two-way street. It's not just about expressing your own feelings, it's also about actively listening to your partner, validating their emotions, and seeking to understand their perspective. Sometimes, the best way to show someone you care is simply to be present and listen with an open heart. Let me tell you a story that perfectly illustrates this point. My friend Sarah was struggling in her relationship because she felt like her partner wasn't listening to her needs. She would pour out her heart, but it felt like he just brushed her off. One day, I sat down with Sarah and said, "Honey, have you tried actively listening to him? Maybe he's feeling unheard too." At first, Sarah was hesitant, but she decided to give it a try. Instead of focusing on what she wanted to say next, she really listened to her partner when he spoke. She made eye contact, asked clarifying questions, and reflected back what she heard. To her surprise, things started to shift. They began having deeper conversations, understanding each other better, and feeling more connected than ever before. Remember this, beautiful people. Relationships are a dance, a constant give and take. It's about learning to communicate effectively, manage your emotions, set realistic expectations, celebrate the small wins, and most importantly, actively listen to your partner. When you cultivate these practices, you create a space of love, understanding, and growth that will empower both of you to thrive. So go out there, embrace those conversations, and build those amazing relationships. Don't forget to share this episode with your loved ones and let me know what resonated with you in the comments. And as always, keep shining bright. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of relationship wisdom. Until then, remember, love yourself first, love others fiercely, and never stop growing together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.